All right. Mood Slingers. Yeah, we back. Yes, sir. We are back in the building. This is D Divine for your mind.
Why is it not?
We got my homie here, fourth member of the Mood Slingers, right. Man, Cage.
Cage Holmes in the building.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Yo, here's an interesting question I get all the time. Being that we are a company like that's trying to promote artists, up and coming artists, right? You always get those artists, they just winging it when they're trying to start their career. You know, they're coming out of pocket, they're going to the studio, paying for studio time, paying for the equipment, having to pay all these different ways. So, like, when you just coming out your pocket, versus maybe if there was some kind of way you could leverage your finances, what do you think? What do you think is some of the best way that you know an artist can go about that process?
You know what's crazy? I really it's hard to answer that because I can speak from my experiences. And when I was doing what I was doing back in those days of music, a lot of the capital came from
pockets.
Yeah, it came from the pocket because you kind of like, you're not even thinking, or you're in creative mode. You're in striving mode. You're not even thinking about, well, if I can build this credit. Your mind is nowhere near there.
Right.
You're thinking with what, the left brain or the right, whatever brain side of the brain that is. So the advice I would give anyone who's serious today is maybe just get with the manager.
Management.
You
took the words out of my mouth.
But here's the thing.
Management in that stage is very key because they're the people that really are going to steer you financially.
Well, here's the thing. If you just, like you said, nobody knows you. And like you said, you're just coming out of the gate. Most managements get with an artist when he's, you know, when he has some type of, when he's already established. At least one that's serious. It's like back in the day.
Well,
you know,
that's the thing though. These youngsters now have more of an opportunity to do that because they have the internet. You know what I'm saying? They're able to touch a lot more places than we were knocking on doors and, you know, sliding tapes. You know what I mean?
Right. This old heads in the building.
Yeah, so they're able to get these numbers and all of that stuff where, you know, the management can see before they even step into it. Okay, well, he's got these amount of followers, and, you know, he can gear,
right?
You know, his he can work with the artist. You know, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and potential's always there. Yeah. Like when Wise, so how Wise and I met was Wise was our manager. It was me, and rest in peace to my man Tyrone Rainey. But you know, and Rashawn X. Big ups to Rashawn X. Rashawn X, what's going on? But Rashawn X introduced us to Wise, and Wise saw the potential in us. So what I'm saying is, sometimes it's that aspect of it too, where you can have a manager that says, you know, I see a lot of potential in this person, and they may not have the followers or the views at that time, but the management can. I don't think that has really changed. But in terms of getting their stuff off the ground in a financial sense, I think management will be the best route. Make sure you get a manager or management that kind of understands that and will.
Also somebody that you can trust. Because we've seen where a lot of managers don't do right by the artists when they hook up these contracts. They basically have these artists sign the contract, and it's like, okay, now they put the album out, the album does all these stupendous numbers, but the artists don't end up with anything. Right. Like in the case of, well, like, you know, make the stack.
Anything, you gotta do your due diligence. You know what I'm saying?
But when you're, that's the whole thing.
This is a business at the end of the day. So you can't operate off emotion and feelings. You know what I'm saying? This is business. You gotta make sure that your business is in order. You know what I mean? Even as an artist, I mean, how
The pros and cons of that, when you trying to get out the projects, when you trying to get your mom out the projects, if you have, you know, maybe you might, you know, your situation where you might have kids and you trying to put food in their mouth and stuff like that, a lot of times this manager is gonna paint this picture for you like, yo, what you gotta do, get with us, we gonna get you out of here. Most of these artists, we all, you know, we've all seen that. We've all seen where, yeah, they might initially get them out the hood, but when they look over what they was entitled to,
that again goes back to due diligence. If it sounds too good to be true, 9 times out of 10 it is. You know what I mean? So you better get to reading and get somebody that can read.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I can say that there was I was offered a contract at this, back in the day when I was doing my thing, I was offered a contract.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
At Freeze Records. For those who don't know, that was Jay-Z's first label before he went to Def Jam. And it was a compilation. There was a song that we felt that was supposed to be this big song, was going to be the next biggest thing. We was handing out our demos and doing it. So there was a brother that wanted to put the song on the compilation. What ended up happening was, long story short, they only offered me and my partner at the time, shout out to Spectacular, they only offered us $700 for that song to be on their compilation. I said no. You know, following a friend, good friend of mine who was trying to help me with the whole process of business, he was like, yo, don't do it. Don't put your song out there. Long story short again, that compilation didn't go anywhere. Nobody never heard of the compilation. They only took like a 2-page ad in Source Magazine. Like, there wasn't no release of one of the songs. So nothing happened out of that. So it was good in that sense. You know, a lot of people were just like, oh no, man, you finally got your contract. You getting on, you getting signed. Go ahead, do it. And I was like, nope.
I don't know, man. I kind of see it a little differently, man. Maybe your song would have been the one that would have blew. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's how I see it. Now, as far as the 700 goes, mm-hmm. we, you know, life is funny and nobody's guaranteed anything. A rock can fall on us right now, right?
Right.
I'm not saying take a bad deal. Don't get it twisted. However, what I am saying is, if the paperwork was like, look, we don't want any of your royalties, we're going to give you an advance just to put this on this particular album.
Right.
After that, you can do what you want. I don't know, man. Because I remember when I first heard you and Spec, and one of the things I would love to say about you, D. Devon, is you had the dopest voice to me. Like, your voice was fucking dope. I was like, yo. So, because I was a fan of all the Shadowrunners, man. And while I'm at it, shout out to Spectacular. Shout out to Amari.
Spectacular, Amari.
Rob in the Renaissance.
Yes. E.T. Rob, all my man. Yes.
Red. Right?
Yep. Yes.
Red, just shout outs and DJ Shot Kim and
Mike,
all of them.
Mike Irvin.
Mike Irvin. Serving Mike Irvin. Wow. So I was a fan of you guys and your voice was so dope. So I don't know, man, you know.
See, my thing was, is that, like, okay, so I had a good friend of mine who I was roommates with. His, shout out to Lamel Watson. Lamel was... worked exclusively in the music industry for a long time. So there were certain things he was telling me to look for so far as language, so far as what they're talking about, so far as what they was offering. And in the negotiation of the thing, when they were talking about the compilation, there were certain languages that I didn't hear about them actually projecting to do this and do that. Like, they wasn't projecting to put a single out. They wasn't projecting how much of a budget they was putting behind the compilation. Like, when you talk about potential, back in those days in the 90s, those record companies, they was just handing out all type of stupendous money to artists just on the strength of, oh, he got the potential.
Yeah.
Wasn't about the talent. They were just like, yo, let's take a chance on them. Boom. A lot of those artists, if they flopped or whatever, they just wrote it off. It was a tax write-off for the company. Didn't matter. So, like I said, I wasn't hearing any of that. I was like, okay, we're going to take you guys. If this compilation does good, this is going to take all you guys to the next level. That's what I was. I didn't hear that at all. You just, hey, we're going to put this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be a good example of proper management. Because had he had a proper manager, maybe they would have had the resources to maybe hire a lawyer, because retainers back then, they were like $1,500.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah, but, you know, I'm glad I had somebody in my corner. Like he Lamell Watts was like my manager at the time when I was navigating the whole process, because I could have been like the rest of these other hired, just signed the bad deal just on the strength of, okay, I got a deal, I made it.
So I'll tell you what, let's go back to what we originally was talking about. If an artist doesn't have those things in place, a manager in place or something, what are some of the key things that they can do to help find their career?
Work.
that's number one. Yeah, don't quit your day job. Don't quit your day job.
I'm gonna keep it 100, man. You know, you have to, at the end of the day, I stress this to D Devon and C Wise all the time now. At the end of the days, we're men, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't care whether you're 18 or you're 99. At 18, you know, technically you're a man, right? Legally, as far as age goes. So you have to, at that point, start understanding responsibility. And I know music is your passion, because it was mine. And I'm telling you this in hindsight, right? Because I didn't apply this. I didn't work. I was doing what I had to do in the game or whatever I had to do. And I know it's going to be tough. But he asked for my advice. My advice would always be to keep a steady stream of income, so that way you can hire a lawyer for a retainer. If the deal ain't looking right, you don't have to take the deal. You know, you can afford to pay for whatever you need to pay for to fund your vision. So that would be my advice, is to keep a steady stream of income coming in.
And as an aspiring entrepreneur that I've always been since my 20s, work doesn't necessarily mean where you just have to get a job. Now there are so many opportunities with the internet. You know what I'm saying? You can get on your Spotify hustle. You can get on the eBay hustle. You know, like, you got teenagers that's opening up like clothing lines, right, or starting like their own like cake or cookie or whatever. Like, it is. Yeah. We needed those opportunities back in the day. You know, we're old heads. It was like, you know, our hustle was hitting the street or hitting some kind of brick and mortar. Right. Yeah. Right. The street pharmaceuticals. We didn't want to go yet. We wasn't necessarily trying to go the Master P route or the Jay-Z route. We ain't worried about, but you know, it's always something where, like you said, it's all about having some kind of income, no matter what it is.
Right.
As long as it's not scamming.
Right. Right. Exactly. And the beauty of today is, right, you can choose whatever you want. The world is your oyster. Like, however you want to legally finance yourself, you can do it. That's the beauty of today's world. You can have an eBay store, like you said, sell cola, sell orange juice. It does. Or come up with your own juice.
Right.
Speaking of that, I want to shout out. I visited this thing. It was called Taste Urban. And they kind of showcase a lot of Atlanta's black business owners.
Dope.
And there was a guy, I can't remember the name of his juice. I have to remember it, but his juice was so good, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, pause. That didn't sound right. Right, quick. Come on. Yo, pause. Yo, nah, hold on. Pause.
Fruit juice.
Yeah, fruit juice.
Fruit juice.
That don't even sound right. For real, nah. So seriously, he had organic juices from fruits from the earth, right? That he pressed or whatever.
I got you.
He had like beet juice, like all types of crazy.
Yeah.
Man, African stir fry is heavy into that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's
what
he's
saying.
Yes. You know, right. Yeah. Doing the smoothies and all that.
Oh, see, yeah, he put me on. Yeah, I have a concoction that I did that I have to give him a lot of credit to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That I usually drink in the morning. It gives me energy and all that, and it helps like get rid of the free radicals that they talk about in the body and all of that.
Yeah. But big up Africa's Third Fry again. And when I find the name of the company, I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
Word. But again, man, enjoyable information. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Shoot. Educational, man. I always like doing the episodes where we educate the people, where we just not just talking this, that, the third, you know what I'm saying, all the cliche stuff that all the other podcasts supposed to be talking about.
Right, right.
We're here to, like, you know what I'm saying, put some, you know, put some food in your brain, you know, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But big ups to all the music heads, too. Big ups to all the music heads. Big ups to everyone who's ever watched any of the Mood Slinger videos or listen to the Mood Slinger podcast.
Right.
These brothers are doing a phenomenal job showcasing talent that really hadn't got that opportunity to kind of like fly out there yet.
Right.
And I think they're doing a tremendous job. Like I said, I love the edits, the videos. I love the chemistry. Mood Slingers has a lot of things coming, guys. We have a lot of things in the works, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, and man, it's always a blessing.
Don't forget to check out the website, moodslingers.com. Moodslingers.com will let you know about all the particular events we have coming up. We're gonna have we're gonna start having our podcast put on that website. And like you said, more videos exposing more talent.
Exactly. And for artists also, that website is for you to get your music out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we will shine a spotlight on it. So subscribe.
Yeah, and submit it out.
Yeah, submit your
submit
material.
Submit your stuff, moodslingers.com. That's MoodSlingerz.
All right, fellas. Thank you. Thank you for listening. We out.
We out.